This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! That song seemed appropriate heading into a Friday.
Oh yeah,
didn't it? Now with the 1 in 4 chance right out of the chute, the high low. I want to go to Disneyland. We got 4 chances to play now.
Yes.
7, 8, 9. We got to have 2 winners.
Yes.
Okay. Also, for those interested, breaking news. Here's what's really funny. You know how on a high low, I want to go to Disneyland. You purposely avoid the number because you don't want to blurt stuff out.
Yes.
Which is really good policy.
Yeah.
It's smart. I don't know if I can handle it.
Yeah.
Not knowing.
Yeah.
And I would maybe even be more inclined to blurt stuff out because I'm trying to play along.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But you're the boss. You have to know. So I feel like it's in your brain that you know you have to know. So you have to know.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
For me, I'm like, no way, baby.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I think... I'm not sure because I got to see how this all plays out because it's kind of, you know, we're focused on what we're doing in here. I think the president just blurted something out that he didn't. He was on TV and said that they have a reasonable amount of certainty, I think is what they said. Something about certainty. They're pretty sure they got the guy.
That shot
Charlie Kirk.
And good.
So they're scrambling to put together a news conference right now as we speak.
Well, I did see some of the photos yesterday of a younger looking guy than the first guy that they thought did it. I was hoping that was him.
Well, are you talking about the old guy?
Uh-huh.
They dismissed that out of hand. That took about 20 minutes and they went, this ain't the dude.
I know. And then the photos of this guy in a black shirt yesterday, I thought was the guy. That felt like that was the move.
No, that is the guy.
Yeah. Okay, good.
That is the guy.
No, I didn't know.
Because then they had video of him jumping off the roof and all this other stuff.
Okay, good.
So that's the guy. And supposedly somebody close to the guy is the one that turned him in.
God, it's always like that, I feel like.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't it be?
For sure.
But anyway, that'll all come. There's just a lot of things that we're hoping to wrap up in a nice, neat little bow this morning. Okay? So let's start here. 702-364-9898. Are you ready?
Michaela. Heck yeah.
Okay. The high number is?
024.
And the low number is?
019.
So... 020-021-022-023. I said at the beginning, don't make it too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Stick with what looks obvious. So your choices are 02, what is it? 023, 022, 021, 020 at 702-364. 98.98 right now. Good luck. This week felt like it was 4 months long. Now it doesn't feel like there's enough time to get everything done.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
KLQC. And who's on the phone, please?
Christina Weeks from the East Side.
All right, then. Christina, you feel good about this?
I feel really good.
I believe what
I
that
is. I get through to you guys, so I feel good.
I believe the term the president used a moment ago was a high degree of certainty of that they,
yes.
that they've caught the guy. Do you also share a high degree of certainty?
Yes, I do.
I like
yes.
it. Like all this. Sorry, that music's probably loud in your ear. Didn't mean to.
That's right.
Took the music out of her ear so she can focus.
Yeah, good, good, good.
One in four opportunity. I'm not lying, Christina. Ordinarily, I don't care. We kind of really need you to get this. Just so you know, no pressure.
I'm really nervous.
Yeah, well,
nervous.
And I realize I'm not helping. I understand. Yeah. I understand that, but... I'm just saying, if we have anything to do with it, would you not agree, Michaela? We really need her to get this.
Yes, girl.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, my God. What? So much pressure.
Okay. So what do we say? One in four. All right. So the high number is?
024.
And the low number is?
019.
What you going to do?
I'm going 022.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I'm about to find out, though.
Yeah? So, okay. So, final answer.
022.
Say it. Say the words.
Final answer.
Nope. Too high.
That's okay.
Oh, man. That's really funny. I got a text about part-time listeners, and that's fine. We just care that you listen at all. The big rule, if in this particular round of high-low I want to go to Disneyland, I asked you twice. If I ask you twice, it's not your final answer.
Okay.
Good job.
All right, well, we'll have to do it. You know what? We could still make this happen. Two winners in the next three chances. Christina, we'll try again at 7, all right?
All right, thank you.
Goodbye. So that high number goes to what?
022.
Dang, so that means it's a 50-50 shot.
Here we go.
So it's either, 020 or 021.
Ah!
Did you heard me before, right?
I did.
Did you hear me now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good.
For the record, I can get us there. I can get us there on this last one.
Good. Okay.
I can. Mm-hmm. I really believe I can get us there on this last one.
Yeah.
If nothing else, people would be screaming at their radios.
Mm-hmm.
Screaming.
Mm-hmm.
So 50-50 chance coming up at 7, and then we'll squeeze the last game in on the last two at 8 and 9. And probably it'll probably go at 8.
Okay.
Should I release the Easter egg right
yes.
away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will.
Yes.
You're so funny today. I like
Why?
You. You're. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Because I want him to win. Mm-hmm. I want him to get it. And I feel like it's a lot of pressure.
I feel like you're holding out
on me.
Having
to have two winners today. Like, I'm like, come
on,
you guys.
We can do that part. I think that part's easy.
Okay, good.
I feel high degree of certainty.
Okay, good.
Although I had a high degree.
Yeah, same. I really thought he was going to get it.
So when I get DMs, it also goes straight to my watch.
Mm-hmm.
And literally it feels like my hand has gone numb. My wrist has been buzzing so much in the last couple of minutes. You guys are funny.
With people's answer.
Yeah. So, okay. For a lot of you, all you need to do is get through.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you're still flipping a coin. All right. we'll play again at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Me neither.
Business handled.
Got it. There is a new Ed Sheeran song that dropped last night. It is called Camera. We will play that for you and get into a Friday morning first pick right after this.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
with the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
A 50-50 chance for high-low. I want to go to Disneyland coming up at 7. And then, seriously, pay attention because we'll drop a big old fat Easter egg. Probably wrap this whole thing up at 8. Maybe. But you know, in football sometimes, Adrian, you know how this works, where you're going down the field and you're going to kick the field goal to win, but sometimes you leave yourself just a little extra time in case something goes wrong, so you got a second whack at it. You know what I mean? So that's why I will lead you down the path for hopefully an 8 o'clock landing of the plane for the final high-low I want to go.
Okay.
But I reserve the right to keep that 9 o'clock there just in case.
Okay, good.
Just in case I have to yell out the number again like I did a minute ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a pretty good Easter egg.
I thought that was fairly obvious.
Yeah. But, you know what? Maybe it wasn't.
Sometimes we overthink.
Sure.
And sometimes, like now, for the first pick, we give, first pick is brought to you by our friends at Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. Just for the story. So there is, man, I'm trying. Well, no, this won't give it away. There's a guy, I know, martial arts instructor, I know, that had somebody else that I also know. I know both sides of this.
Oh God,
scandal.
Okay. Oh, scandal.
Ah,
what a scandal.
Martial arts instructor I know had somebody else that I know try to pay him off to speed up his kid getting a black belt.
Oh my gosh. Oh my, is this Toddlers and Tiaras?
He claimed that the family did not have time to keep coming every week. Now, isn't the whole idea of earning, literally, and let me emphasize, earning your black belt, isn't that part of it? The persistence, the consistency, the want to.
And the know-how, like that's like getting your license without knowing how to drive.
He essentially wanted a 2-year process crammed into 6 months. From what I'm told, it was like pay the rent on the place, you know, on the business, pay the rent on the place for a few months type of money, like big dough.
Dang.
Big dough. And it doesn't shock me knowing who it was. That doesn't surprise me. My buddy, the martial arts instructor, said no, which also doesn't surprise me. He said, no, I'm not doing that. I joked with him and I said, well, that's got to be an interesting twist on the business plan.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, but it's a better get a good night's sleep plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, good for that guy.
And from that moment on, I went, well, he's the first person I'm calling if it all goes down.
100%.
Because that guy you can count on. My question, and I know this is a way big shot in the dark, A, I wanted to tell that story. B, you ever been bribed?
Ooh, I got to think about it.
I have had plenty of offers for plenty of things. This particular time for high-low, there's not been any sort of shenanigans.
Oh, that's so funny. I bet they do.
But
over all the years.
Well, a lot of times they'll tell, you know, if it's something you can't buy, people will sometimes offer, but it's just, you know,
yeah,
whatever. 702-364-9898, or drop into the DMs if you just want to tell the story. But I mean, you can call us. 702-364-9898. Have you ever been bribed, or are you even willing to be on the other side of it and go, yeah, in a crazy moment of weakness, I love my kid, you know, or I love my, or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
I offered somebody blank for blank.
Okay, this helps me. Okay, got it.
Being a boy, I have been offered favors.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that tracks.
Over the years for different things.
Oh, yeah. Being Chet Buchanan in Vegas, a KLUC, I'm sure.
Strangely, not a lot in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I've been married for a lot of it.
Oh, true.
But, and people have been respectful, strangely enough.
Okay, love that.
But we're doing this for the story today. 702-364-9898. Ed Sheeran just dropped. Ooh, smells fresh. Song is called Camera.
I like Ed Sheeran when he's in love. I do.
I like it too.
We had here's the funny part of it. No, both of us were sour at the beginning. We're like, oh God, Ed, come on, dude.
Yeah, Ed, you had a song called Photograph. Now we're at Camera, my guy.
Yeah, and it's Friday, and we're wound up. So yes. So at first he's, you know, it's a ballad. And we're like, oh God. And then, but about 2/3 of the way through, we both went, no, I really like
that. That second chorus hit, the drums came in, and we're like, oh, this is actually beautiful.
So Michaela, it's kind of like Michaela's been forced against her will to like the song, but at the end, because at first she started, she's giving me the look like, bleh. And then, at the end, she's like, okay, it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Ed, fine. Fine.
Yeah. The first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Martial arts instructor I know got an offer to get paid off by somebody else that I know. The whole thing makes sense. The whole deal, start to finish, makes sense.
Sure.
The other guy said, the payer said, he wanted to get his kid's black belt, but he wanted it in like 6 months.
Expedited. Like
isn't there a way we could speed this
up? Yeah, come on.
Not shockingly, it was a lot of money. A lot of money. Like pay the rent for a few months on the joint. Like through the end of the year type money.
Mm-hmm.
And to his credit, my buddy, the martial arts instructor, said no.
Yeah.
And basically said, yeah, I'll sleep better at night knowing that, you know, because he respects what he does, and he respects his students.
Yeah.
All of that. I also, for the record, before everybody starts going in on my other friend, this is not. Look, I know it looks bad. He's not a bad guy. He's that guy.
And also, he doesn't really get that it's like a spiritual patience thing. He's like, come on, just give my kid the thing. And the guy's like, bro, I've been spending my whole life on this. No.
Right. And so, yes. So, Jonathan, you've been bribed?
Yes. So when I was at Binion's, we had a guy that was super drunk. He tried to dine and dash, and we had to arrest him. And he decided to try and say, hey, I want all this money here. Take this so I don't got to go to jail. And we're like, no, it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Thanks, buddy. Retired Metro cop here. You wouldn't believe the things I've been offered to get out of it.
Oh, I bet.
Yes, I would believe.
Uh-huh.
I would believe. Sin, who did the bribing?
My dad at the DMV when I was 16 and a half. So embarrassing. And it was with a 20. I mean, back then, a 20 was worth something. but the lady looked at him because she tried to do, like, under the clipboard type of thing. She looked at the clipboard and goes, sir, she passed. You're good. The worst part was that my dad thinks I'm a bad driver. So that's what hurt the most.
Oh, no.
That's amazing and such a dad thing.
Thank you, Sam. It's awesome. I cheered for years. A lot of us were on the same team for a long time. At one point, a mom of another girl on our team offered me $100 to tell the coach that I couldn't handle the pressure of being the head cheerleader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen, kind of tracks.
That game.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of that.
That cheer game, baby.
That whole... baseball coach had parents offer a significant son to see that their 10-year-old started.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting on the bench.
Mm-hmm. Not shocked.
Not proud of it, but this is anonymous, right? Once offered to sleep with my son's teacher to get a letter of recommendation for college.
Listen, a mother's love, okay? She does what she's got to do.
Didn't have to go through with it.
Good. Well, good.
Are you kidding me?
That's wild, dude.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, but it makes sense.
But the things you'll do, the things you're willing.
Yeah. Have you bribed somebody?
I don't think so. Here's the thing. Right about the time. This is, and you know this is just as well as I do. Probably even more. You know this more than I do. I'm just recognizable enough because I've been in this town for so long, okay, that nobody cares. Nobody, I don't get anything for, well, I mean, sometimes I do, but you know what I mean? It's not like I'm famous. I know people who are famous. This ain't it. But right about the time I would try and pull something shady like that, somebody would go, hey, look, you're Chet Buchanan, aren't you?
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Two things really quick. Number one, they're pretty sure they got the guy for the Charlie Kirk shooting in Utah. We'll keep you updated on that. I mean, ordinarily I'd be frightened that you would leave us and go running off to your TV, but who knows when they're going to do this press conference. So just stick with us.
Mm-hmm.
And bottom line, even if you know who the guy is and you know his name and all this other stuff, it's not gonna, you're not going to know any more than you know right now.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
So, mm-hmm.
What kind of in our world, what's pretty important, 50-50 chance at high low, I want to go to Disneyland, either 21 or 20 or 020 or 021. Coming up right about...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
It's a new year and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
7 o'clock.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
And we could use a good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
By the way, oh, I hit the wrong button again, sorry.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Tyler Robinson, 22 years old, turned in by his father, the Charlie Kirk shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll move on. Man, I'm talk about good feeling. I'm looking forward to maybe taking a little social media break this weekend.
Yeah. Let your feet touch the grass.
Yeah, right? Get outside.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the sun on your face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Actually, that was figurative, but literally,
truly.
Go outside. It's really nice.
Yeah. When I came out this morning, there's a little chill, and I was like, oh, I love it.
Uh-huh. It's going to heat back next week for a couple of days, but yeah, enjoy this while you got it. A 13-year-old kid in Kansas had mowed lawns all summer long because he wanted to buy a dirt bike.
Oh, I love that.
Found one online. How about that?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He found one online and bought it, right? And then they find out that the bike that he bought was stolen.
No.
Cops come. They go, yeah, we think this is where the bike ended up. Serial numbers match up, yada, yada. He's got to give the bike back. And then he's out the cash that he worked all summer.
Dude, that sucks.
It does. Well, never forget, these are the good feeling stories of the day.
Hello.
The guy the bike belonged to started a GoFundMe to get him an even better dirt bike than that piece of junk he bought off the internet.
I love it.
That was stolen. The young man's name is Noah Bradley. His dad's name is Zach, and the rightful owner of the dirt bike, Glenn Timoteo, talking about the whole thing.
I had a plan for how to make money in the winter, how to make money in the summer, and it's very industrious.
And I was just like bewildered. It is insane. Like, it is horrible.
So happy to have my bike back, but I just could not get the fact that there was a 13-year-old boy in Kansas that had put his hard-earned money into this bike. And him and his dad, I consider friends for life.
What? I'm going to get a new bike. Turns out better than I thought it was going to be. Stolen to a brand new dirt bike.
It's amazing. It really is just amazing.
Yeah.
I was just looking to see how much they might have. God, he was 13 years old.
So crazy. And bike culture is like the best. I used to get on my bike and just feel so free, doing my own thing, living my life.
Did you ride dirt bikes?
No. I rode a little mermaid bike. But you know what I'm saying? Like, the wind in my hair, babe.
I do. You know what? I do. It's different.
Yeah, and as I said it out loud, I understand it's a bit different.
Totally. He's talking about a motorcycle that you would ride out in the desert.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have a motorcycle now.
I know.
But that little mermaid bike is
still not the same. But yeah.
I know what you're doing. Turn my mic off, okay? You know what I'm doing.
No. I'm leaving it on. Are you kidding me?
Took this a little different.
This is on you.
Yeah. Okay, great. Let me just sit here with myself and think about what I've done.
It's great. I enjoy it. By the way, this is not that either, but this makes me laugh, and I think somehow it works. We've had animal stories all week long, right? I mean, there was one about a one week old. I'm speaking English, just not good English.
I'm with you.
It's a 1 week old baby beaver that got separated from his mom, and this 16-year-old kid's tubing down a river and sees this baby beaver. They're when they're little.
Look
up baby beaver on, well, maybe not on a work computer, but I'm just saying, look up.
I'll look at my phone.
Good idea.
Just look on my phone.
Just in case.
Yep, okay.
They're adorable, and I would tell you that story. But instead, this one. A Walmart in Western Pennsylvania is banning a 60-year-old local man because he wants to bring his pet, his emotional support pet, into the Walmart. And he's been doing it for over 3 years. And listen, he's been taking that thing all over the place.
We've gone to restaurants. We've been to Denny's where she's a star there. She gets VIP treatment. We've been out to Bob Evans. We've been out to the Wagon Wheel.
Yeah.
It's been very positive, and I was really taken back by that. Go with the flow.
All the high-end spots. The problem with this animal that he's taken, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
It's his emotional support alligator.
Oh, my God.
And Walmart says, now, look, we understand about your emotional support animal, but we're not letting gators anymore come in, especially in Western Pennsylvania.
Man, if I saw an alligator in a Walmart, I mean, I think I've honestly seen weirder in Walmart. An alligator might be the most normal thing I've seen.
Screaming and running. No.
Yeah, I'd cry.
I'd love to believe that I'd be like, hey, look, an alligator on a leash.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you. No.
But what a sight.
Funny nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes.
because I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. A 50-50 chance. And practically a guaranteed winner, because we're not messing around with this, right? Hilo, I want to go to Disneyland. Game number 13. Wrap it up now.
The Jet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
KLQC. This maybe not as locked in as I believe it to be.
I'm not getting that impression.
The frustration. Why? What was happening?
Well, we had a couple of people, the signals weren't working. And people, I feel like they're not as locked in, but hey, they might surprise us. Well,
that's the fun thing about high-low is it draws people in that wouldn't ordinarily call.
No, 100%.
Maybe not even listen a lot.
100%.
So who is on the phone?
Josh Salinen, I believe.
Yeah, because I read your lips. You were like, what is your last name? So Josh, what is your last name?
Salinas.
Salinas.
Okay.
Like California.
Correct.
Right, I got you.
Okay.
I got you, bro. Yeah, you're right. This could be fun. I feel bad because I could have steered whoever guessed 019 yesterday at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I could have steered him out of it because that was the number that Cassandra Pena won with. And I can promise you I've never seen it happen before where we would repeat a number.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen it. Mm-hmm. So I can't imagine. I don't think there's a rule against it or anything, but so I feel bad. We probably could have gotten to this point a lot quicker.
Okay.
But so, Josh, here's the deal. Your high number is
022.
And your low number is
019.
So it's either 020 or 021. What you going to do?
I'm going 021.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Are you sure?
020.
Final
answer.
Final answer.
Final answer. Final answer.
020. Is this not the second game in a row that they almost blew it?
Uh-huh.
That they almost.
You get to go.
There we go. There we go,
baby.
Hey, there we go,
baby.
There we go, buddy.
Hey, by the way, I'm the guy. You remember y'all spoke to Maddie? She was the one that was very upset about her game. She played with someone on, and I was her boss that worked at the psychology.
Yes! Oh, yes, yes, God. Yes! Welcome back,
yes.
Dude.
Yes! Hey.
That's hilarious.
You see, it all comes around. The karma all comes back. So whatever did happen to Maddie G?
Oh, she's actually on a cruise this week. She'll be back.
Oh, she's fine. Yeah, she's doing fine.
Yeah.
Please give her our best. Tell her we never stop loving her.
Never.
I sure will.
She didn't feel so great about me for a while, but you know, that's all right. These things happen. It happens. All right, 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of Disney. You may get upgraded. We'll probably call somebody on Monday morning to let them know that they got juiced up to a 2-night stay at one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort and 4 3-day, 1 park per day tickets. But yeah, you did it, man. Nice job, Josh Salinas. Very good.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, buddy, hang on 1 second. Our 14th and final game, High Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland, begins at 8 o'clock. A massive Easter egg. Right about 7:40, 7:45. I have questions about Michaela's magical trip to Philadelphia with her dad.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, Dave, I ever mentioned that Benson Boone and I went to the same high school? I don't think I've ever mentioned that.
I don't think I've ever heard that before, actually. This is...
That's sarcasm for all the new listeners. That's sarcasm. I have a question about that, and then we are going to drop a big, fat, nasty, should put game number 14 right in your lap Easter egg coming up 7:40, 7:45-ish.
Okay.
All right? Stay right here.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's get after it. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown on the line right now. I assume whole family there, Case?
They are.
Jade's there? Yeah, I hear Jade. Ella, you there? Taylor, you there? Awesome.
Cuties.
Casey Evans from Centennial Hills going for win number 3 today. Who's our challenger, Adrian?
Seth Reed from Sunrise Manor.
Dudes again. A dude matchup
again.
Loving
this.
I can tell you this. We have never in the history of ever had a 2-day-in-a-row dude matchup.
True.
On Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. What I'll tell you, the men ratings have been garbage. Maybe it's a turnaround for us.
Yeah. Casey's bringing it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Something's good bringing luck, it. Something's bringing it.
Oh, good luck, Seth.
Yeah, look at that, Casey.
Hey, Seth, Casey already knows this, but buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud so you make sure that we hear you. But don't answer until we call on you, because while you think you may have gotten in first, chances are you may not have. First 1-3 wins the game. And, hey, Case, why do we call Michaela the commissioner?
Commissioner Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon. The one, the only, Michaela Gordon. And by the way, it's worth noting that Seth is from Sunrise Manor, the city formerly known as
the City of Champions.
Uh-huh. And the one that's tied at the top with Alec. Why you look disgusted at me?
I'm not looking disgusted at nobody.
He looked at me like I punched his grandma.
Ooh.
Right.
Did his grandma deserve it?
City of Champions.
Relax.
He's not putting up with us.
I know.
Today.
He said no shenanigans, you guys. Stop.
Fair enough.
All right, my bad.
Fair enough. Go back to sleep.
Sorry.
Catch you later.
Mm-hmm. I wish.
I know, right? No, you got. Hey, you know what? You got a solid 4 minutes. Rest easy, my friend.
Oh, let's go.
Not the first time I've heard that.
I'd allow it. We understand. All right, these guys are like, can we play the game now?
Yes.
And the answer is yes.
This pop star accepted the trophy for Artist of the Year thanks to hits like Abracadabra at the VMAs, but she credits her fiancé for being the best.
Casey to go out in front.
Lady Gaga.
We're talking about Gaga. Yes, we are. Champion one, Challenger Zippo.
The trailer just dropped for the boxing biopic titled Christy, and it's showing a very different side of controversial actress who's now confirmed to be dating Scooter Braun.
How? Two dudes on that? Are you kidding me?
Shut up, dummy.
That's Sydney Sweeney all day long.
Yes.
Sydney Sweeney. Casey won, Seth not yet, and I got one. If I get to 3, you both get tossed, and then we just give away the tickets.
This entertainer practiced for weeks for the 1996 film Vita before finding out the role went to Madonna, which inspired her singing career with hits like Waiting for Tonight. What's her name?
Casey.
Casey got in.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez. Yeah. By the way, that's always Michaela's clue for J-Lo is Waiting for Tonight.
Do I always use that song?
Yeah. Maybe not always, but you know.
The song gave it away.
Yeah, okay, good.
She's not trying for you not to get them,
yeah.
Which I find incredibly endearing. She really wants you to win.
It's true.
And I love that. At first I was like, God, you're making them so easy.
Uh-huh.
But you know. Sometimes you need it to be a little ease.
Yeah, you need a little ease.
2 for the champ. Seth, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good. And then I got one. You're all right.
This singer has just released a new album called Play, something his fans have been begging for since songs like Photograph and Thinking Out Loud. What's this artist's name?
Casey.
Casey for the win.
Ed Sheeran.
Is it Ed Sheeran? Yes, it is. Woo! Game over.
Yes.
Game over.
Come on, Casey.
Nicely done. By the way, I have a feeling I have learned over the last couple of days I think Jade has a bigger part in this than she's letting on.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. I think Jade's got a pretty big part of this.
Wifey is helping her man out.
Way to go, Ella. Good job, Taylor. Good job, you guys.
Good job, girls.
Woo! It's a whole family effort. I like it. Hey, Seth, have a good weekend.
Thank you. You guys too.
Buddy, we'll see you.
Bye, love.
All right, man. Look at you. I don't know what you're going to do with 12 tickets to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival at Sunset Park, but
I've got friends.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
You're just going to mob up and take over at the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival at Sunset Park Friday, October 10th through Sunday, October 12th, courtesy of Clark County Parks and Rec. We'll switch up the prizes. We'll switch up the prizes, and then we'll welcome you back as you go for win number 4 on Monday for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Have a good weekend, Taylor. Have a good week. Have a good weekend, Ella. Have a good weekend, Jade.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye.
Bye, Casey. We'll see you Monday.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
It's so awesome right now. It really is. It's so great. Hi, Lo. I want to go to Disneyland. The last game number 14, coming up in a minute. Michaela, this is what's been happening for the last 10 minutes. Literally for the last 10 minutes. What's your name?
Lily.
Yeah, you.
My name is Lily.
Oh, Louie. I thought you said, who, me?
No, Lily.
Lily.
Oh, Lily. Aww. Hi. I'm sorry. I thought you said, who, me? And I was like, yes, you.
No, I did say, who, me, but then I thought you said, Louie. I said, Lily.
I did. All of those things happened. All of them.
Yeah.
Here's what's great. Why are you calling?
Because I want to win.
Yeah, I smell what you're cooking. This is, there's just an Easter egg coming. We'll play at 8 o'clock. That's all. You heard Disney earlier, and you heard me say 7:45, and I get it. And you took that.
I heard you say 7:40, actually.
Yeah, I did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and honestly. I guessed Ed Sheeran. I was up in there, you know what I mean?
She was guessing
and winning. Missed it. We just missed the one little part of it. There's an Easter egg about to come, and then we'll play at 8. So cool?
Am I the Easter egg that's about to come?
I don't even know what that means, and I'm going to hang up.
No, it was a joke.
I'm going to hang up the phone.
Bye, Lily girl.
Before you get us all fired. All right, bye. Bye.
I hear that, though. I'm glad she was excited to call.
Bye, Louie. I'm calling you Louie.
Yeah.
Can I call you Louie from now on, just because between us?
It's Lily, but yeah.
No, I know. No, I totally know.
You know, don't you know?
Yeah, yeah. You're fun. All right, bye, Louie.
I know. I'm the Easter egg.
Yes, you are. Louie the Easter egg. Bye.
Bye, girl.
She's fun.
Love it.
All of that in a moment. I just have to ask you this. So a week from now, Michaela's taking her dad to Philadelphia because it's been a rough year in the Gordon family.
Yeah.
And Michaela lost her stepmom, which was her dad's wife. Michaela didn't even really have a relationship with her so much.
Mm-mm.
Not until she got sick. And then, you know,
life is so crazy. Not having a relationship and then becoming her main caretaker and falling in love with her.
Yeah.
And then losing her.
It was wild.
Yeah.
And her with you.
Yeah.
You loved each other. Now, then you were in love.
And I was like, hey, come back here. I love you.
And Michaela's dad, it's been hard. Still is hard.
Really hard.
But you can imagine if you've ever loved, when you, that's the sucky part of adulting is you start to lose people here and there. And, so they're going to go off. They're going to take daddy daughter trip to Philadelphia, go to an Eagles game because Rocky G, Michaela's dad, is a big time Eagles fan. He was the one that suggested matching jerseys. He suggested.
Okay. So check this out. Like, you know how moms and daughters do like matching stuff? This could be like,
Yeah.
Creep. Okay, this could be cool or lame.
All of these Disney kids and the Disney adults, all of them, the Diz nerds.
Exactly.
They all get it.
Yeah, you get it. Okay, so I text him. I said, do you want to get matching tattoos to commemorate this trip? And he said, no, Meek, I'm not a tattoo guy, but I would like to do matching hats or maybe matching jerseys, which then was music to my ear.
Of course.
I said, I will shop for everything and make us match. I was so excited. So I think I'm going to get us little matching sweatsuits for the plane just so we're cozy. And then Saturday, maybe we'll do like a color coordinated thing. Sunday, the jerseys, of course.
Okay, does he know this?
No. I'm gonna text him a few days before.
How much Michaela are these gonna be, and how much Rocky are they gonna be?
Listen, I am waiting to see if he. Well, I got him best friend keychains, and I have one. Then he has the other one, and I'm waiting to see if he actually put it on his key ring. And part of me tells me that he didn't. And if that man did not put that hearing on his keychain,
how much
have a problem?
How sparkly are these sweatsuits going to be? This is not. Or is it going to be because you're going back to Philly? Everything, the Italians going back to Philly. Hey, yeah, Rocco! Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be a little bit of that?
Yes, it is. Maybe like a windbreaker vibe?
Has to be.
Uh-huh.
They're back in style now, the starter jackets.
Exactly.
So yeah, you think I don't know.
Yeah.
So they won't be sparkly and rhinestone-y.
No. I think I'll make them like Mr. Cool Guy.
Yeah.
Because I think he'll like it. I think my dad, like low-key, does like it. He just acts like Mr. Cool.
Not surprising to me that it started. Hey, Michaela, let's do matching jerseys, and you've decided to coordinate the entire weekend's outfits.
Oh, yeah. I just needed one little tiny inch.
She kicked it.
And I have
just kicked it open.
Destroyed that mile.
Yeah.
But I always think it's so cute when moms and daughters do it. I don't always see dads and daughters do it. And I feel like we'll appreciate the photos later on.
Oh, yeah, we will. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It might be lame.
Matchy. Adrian, you feeling it?
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Wait, hold on. Only at the game. The extra, the matching suits and everything else is.
Wait, you don't think a tracksuit on the airplane?
Nah, that's
me. I don't know. And it's going to be tough getting him in it. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so just the game.
Probably.
Is your vibe.
Jerseys will be good. Boy, you better get on it. You only have a week.
Yeah. Oh, no. Listen, it's Amazon overnight, baby.
They don't have jerseys.
No, we have the jerseys. We need the tracksuits now.
And outfits for Saturday. Official, authentic jerseys.
Yeah, it's got to be authentic jerseys.
You guys remember I gave him one on Father's Day. That beautiful jersey that says Rocky G on the back.
Okay, then you should match that.
Yes, I did. I got a little jersey that matches that vibe.
Oh, yeah, and they don't make authentic in Michaela's size. It's too small. They don't make the little size. Maybe. I mean, no, that's what it is. All right, listen, I'm playing the Disney music. We're not playing the game right now. We're not. Mm-mm. We will in a couple of minutes. I'm just here to tell you that the 14th and final game, we only got two whacks at this. All right? All I'm telling you, officially high number
050
and officially low number
001.
None of that matters. It's just one number that you, I mean, it does matter, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All I know, Knights fans, I know if Jack Eichel was calling in, I know what number he'd pick. That's all I'm saying. If Jack Eichel, does that make any sense to you at all, Michaela? No. It might as well be in a different
language. Am I giving
you
that smile that acts like I know what you're saying, but I don't?
Yes.
That's a face? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's, yes.
Do you believe you could figure that out?
I do not. No, what? I don't. I just want to be honest with you. Okay?
It's the best.
Feel a little dumb, but
No.
Just want to represent for people that might not know.
ChatGPT, what does this mean?
You know it.
Thank you.
You know I'm going to.
Thank you. Thank you. Not to put too fine a point on it, but Adrian, thank you. High low coming up. Give me a second ago while the song was playing about how you feel about this.
Dude, I'm nervous.
Yeah. I honestly.
Like I'm excited.
A little. Let's see what we got here.
Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5. KLQC.
Truly a situation of, I mean, obviously, it's always either you got it or you don't. It's always that.
Yes.
But this isn't even a high level. You know what I mean? See, did you hear me or didn't you? Did you pick up what I was putting down or didn't you? Mm-hmm. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
Monica Cruz from North Las Vegas.
Monica?
Yes?
Did you pick up what I was putting down?
I hope so.
Me too.
I gotta believe either you did or you didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
She goes, yeah. Yeah.
But still a little gray.
Yeah. Those
still,
are gray.
Still a chance that said, maybe. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Well, let's. Oh,
it was so cute.
Yeah, Monica, yeah. You're great. Either way, I think this is a win for all of us. All right, buddy. You're Michaela, the high number is
050.
Michaela took her coat off.
Huck, I'm sweating. My pits are sweating.
Are we all pitting out together?
Mm-hmm.
Monica?
Yeah, I think so.
A little bit. Yeah, I get
it's
it.
Okay.
I get it. Okay, high number is
050.
Low number is
001.
Come on, dude. Do this. Monica Cruz of North Las Vegas. What's the number?
Yes. 009.
Is it? 009. In the words of my buddy Bruce Cusick, Jack Eichel.
You get to go.
You did it!
Yes! Yeah, Monica!
Did you have to Google it?
I kind of did just because I know of BGK fans, but I'm like, I forgot the numbers. So I'm like, we have to really make sure it's that one.
Yeah.
For the record, I'm a hockey guy. It was hockey might have been the first thing I ever loved. And I just to make sure.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
You start playing tricks with yourself. You're like,
double check, make sure. Don't screw this up. Yeah, that was the Easter egg. If Jack Eichel was going to call in, that's the number.
Easter egg, dude.
That's the number he'd choose. 009.
Oh my God, I'm shaking.
And you're a winner. 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort, courtesy of Disney. And then on Monday, somebody's getting a phone call. I assume on Monday, unless somehow somehow somebody steals that joy from us.
Sure.
Jason Schaefer of Red Rock, Jordan Alvarado of Desert Shores, Erica Guzman of North Las Vegas, Krista Phoenix of Silverado Ranch, Tiffany Kath of Centennial Hills, Jackie Orozco from Aliante, Diego Mejia, we're not sure where he's from, Cassandra Pena from Red Rock, parts unknown, Cassandra Pena from Red Rock, Destiny Espinoza of Centennial Hills, Holly Zina from Providence, Maria Ramirez from Aliante, Alexia Estrada from Silverado Ranch, Josh Salinas, who we think is from Cadence, but we're not sure about him either, and Monica Cruz from North Las Vegas. One of you is getting upgraded to the 4 3-day, 1 park per day tickets to Disneyland Resort and a 2-night stay in one of the hotels of the Disneyland Resort.
I feel that too.
She's speechless.
I know.
She's speechless.
I know.
All right. Monica.
I am, yeah.
No, it's all good. You did good. Nice job. Hopefully
good job,
we'll talk
Monica.
To you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Now, guarantee I just put her on hold. Now she's screaming.
Yeah.
Now.
Listen,
now.
I think she's in shock. It's so cool that,
get it.
That you do this.
Great job, everybody. Grand prize coming up on Monday. Relationship Rehab brought to you by San Gennaro Feast. That's coming up next. This time next week, we'll be right in the thick of San Gennaro Feast at the M Resort, September 17th, Wednesday through Sunday. Courtesy of our friends at San Gennaro Feast, we'll give you 4 tickets right now for Relationship Rehab. Are you, we never got to this yesterday, are you responsible for promises that you make when you're drunk? Now, I have no doubt that many of us will go, oh, come on.
I thought I had some time to think about this because of that.
And there's a what was that in algebra class back in the day? If and only if.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this might be that, to the point of where, let me just read from this. Now they're both really mad at each other, like not speaking. The end of a lifetime friendship. Mad. And Camila's boyfriend's fiance, actually now ex-friend, says that everybody has become, and I've amended it to jerks. that they're all jerks. It's a thing.
Yeah, it
is. Let's see if we can work it out right after Alex Warren.
Of the ordinary, how are you laying me down to a dead and buried? On the edge of your night, staying drunk on your vibe. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, sanctuary. Shout at me when you talk, oh God, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Relationship Rehab brought to you by San Gennaro Feast. Starts next Wednesday, goes through next Sunday. The M Resort, pasta, and more pasta. Can't wait until they start running those commercials. I love them. Also, we have 4 tickets for you right now if you'd like to go. They're calling them 4 single-day general admission tickets. What more could you possibly need? You just need to get in the door. That's all you need in this situation.
Mm-hmm, that's all, baby.
And then just get after it.
Pastor.
And more pasta.
Uh-huh.
Holy. So good. It's just the greatest. This is a somewhat lengthy relationship rehab, so let me get into it. Camila in Silverado Ranch. We're getting married. Yay! We went back to my fiance's hometown. We're getting married there and had a big engagement party. It was back on July 4th weekend and everybody was pretty ripped. Especially my fiance's best friend. She would capitalize best. Especially my fiance's best friend who he's known his entire life. They were roommates in college and everything. My friend was dating my fiance's friend. He and I were really just supposed to be wing people, and we were the ones who hit it off. So he was there when they met. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the whole deal. Like we all know, he's the best man, even though no one officially said anything yet. Anyway, fast forward to this party, and we're all talking about the wedding and the venue and all that. And my fiance's buddy promised to hire and pay for this band that we just have to have.
Oy.
At the reception. He said it's our wedding present. We were all like, cool, sounds great, awesome. My fiance calls him the other day to check in and asked him if he booked the band yet. His buddy says, what do you mean? Why would I do that? I don't know anything about this kind of thing. They're a cool band though. My fiance reminds him of what he said at the party. His buddy denies ever saying it.
Oh.
That there's no way that he would even consider that because there's no way that he could ever afford it. And he says, you can't hold somebody to a promise like that anyway because he was drunk. Now, they're both really mad at each other, like not speaking, the end of a lifetime friendship, mad. My fiance says he's kicked out of the wedding. His now ex-friend says he'd never go anyway because we've all become jerks.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put jerks in there. Can you hold somebody to a promise they made when they were drunk? I know what I would do, but all I'm saying is, he said, yeah, I'm going to hire all people. That'll be your wedding present. You got to have them.
Uh-huh.
And I have a question that I want to ask, that if this makes a difference or not.
Okay.
Because you know me, I'm Easter egg guy.
Yeah.
I am Easter egg guy. And I look at these things and I go, why did they say that? Why did they do that? What does this mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if I'd be a good lawyer in real life, but on one of them shows, you know, like Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah.
I'd be good at that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd be good at being a fake TV lawyer.
Love that.
I think. 702-364-9898. You want to go to San Gennaro Feast? Why don't you call and give us your take on relationship rehab right now?
Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Holy cow, there's a lot of people who called for this. They're getting married, Camila in Silverado Ranch. They went to a big engagement party. It was July 4th weekend and all that kind of stuff. They announced they were getting married and blah, blah, blah. Everybody showed up. Her fiance's buddy, who's, you know, who's going to be the best man, got hammered, said, you got to have this band at the, because they're going to get married back in her fiance's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have this band. You know what? I'll hire them. I'll pay for it. That'll be my wedding present. And everybody's like, yeah, great, cool. And then when they go to check up on it, he's like, no, I'm not doing that. And they caused a big fight and all that kind of stuff. Camila, what, at the end of the day, Camila says, can you hold somebody to a promise that they made when they were drunk? Where are we starting here, Adrian?
We'll start with line two with Jennifer.
All right. Hey, Jen.
Hello. Good morning.
Buddy. Good to hear your voice. Everything good?
I'm good. I'm really good. Thank you.
Right on. Can you hold somebody to a promise that they made, and specifically a promise that like this? That they made when they were drunk. Here's your wedding gift. I'm going to hire the band. And then they go, no, I'm not doing that. Can you hold them to it?
Yes, definitely. That's something major, you know?
Huh. Yeah, I can tell Michaela and I are on the same boat here.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's something major. That's something big. And when you make a commitment to something like that, you need to be held accountable if you decide not to.
To the point of where this end of a lifetime friendship mad. Now they're both really mad at each other, like not speaking. The end of a lifetime friendship mad. My fiance says he's kicked out of the wedding. The now ex friend says he wouldn't go anyway because they've all become jerks.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Toodaloo, mother truck. Well, I didn't say that word.
No, you didn't.
But that's how.
No,
I said.
She used an S. An S.
Yeah.
But
I said mother truckers.
Okay, will you please stop saying it? I've hung up on her.
All right, okay.
We have Jennifer's info. Get her the San Gennaro feast tickets, and we'll continue down the path. No, she won them fair and square. It's just to save all of us.
Yeah.
My question is, they're not speaking. They're willing to end the lifetime friendship. Michaela, do you think there's more to this?
Listen, a couple years ago, I was out with a very big boss of mine, and so was Lisa, and everyone was like drinking and having fun. I don't drink, but I literally want everyone to get hammered and have a great time.
Yeah.
And my boss offered me a really big opportunity. And I was like, hell yeah, what's up? I was so excited. So then Monday came, I went into the office and I was like, okay, so what's up with da da da? And he didn't remember that he said that.
Yep.
But I remember because I don't drink.
Of course you do.
By the grace of God, he was like, okay, let's do it, and followed through with everything he said. However, and also imagine that entire weekend I was telling Lisa like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome. This is great. Like I was so, so, so excited thinking that this was happening, only to be so let down on Monday when he said he didn't remember. However, as much as I understand this couple, listen, if he doesn't remember, you were going to have to pay for it anyway. Him offering was great, but he was drunk. You got to pay anyway.
Let me go to that second question. So then do you think that there's more to this? I do. There's something else there.
When I did drink, I remember being like a very happy drunk, giving all kinds of stuff away. And I meant it from the bottom of my heart. It's the things I'd maybe want to do, but sobering up, you're like, oh, it's a lot of money actually. My bad.
Yep. But at that point, that's how, to me, I realize I'm flip-flopping a little. Should you? If you're the one that's been wronged, so I'm thinking if I'm Camila's fiance, no, I let him off the hook. I let him off the hook because we're friends.
Yes.
We're best friends.
Yes.
if I'm the drunk guy that shot my mouth off, I find a way to hire that damn band. You know what I mean? But yeah. But I'm wondering what else. Brandy, what's your take on this?
I'm 100% with you, Chet. I think that they should let him off the hook, and then maybe he should have done something different or found a band that he could afford. I don't know. But I feel like maybe there might be something a little bit behind it, or maybe Camila was more upset than Fiance and decided that the friendship was over for the both of them.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, maybe. Because if Fiance and best friend have been friends for years and years, he should know that's probably going to happen. If the guy said he was going to do something and he was drunk, then he's probably done that a million times before.
That's why I wondered if there might be something else to it. Like, this was last straw. Like, for the record, I don't feel that Camila has any skin in the game other than she's the one that's getting married.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But no, it's very interesting. Thank you, Brandy. Have a good
weekend. Thanks, Brandy. Yeah,
Thank you.
I want to whip through a couple of these. Whitley, what do you think?
So I used to be in the wedding industry, so I know how big something like that can be as far as like getting a DJ. So I'm kind of on the point of like the married couple of like, that's something that's really huge. But I also would like to know, like, is there a follow-up that was done right after? Because if you said this was July 4th weekend, that's so many months ago in wedding time. There's so much that could happen.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking that, like, if there was no follow-up, like, immediately after that drunken night, that they can't hold him to that, because at the end of the day, you're supposed to be planning your wedding, not the best friend. So, you know, he shouldn't have, you know, said something so big while he was drunk. But also at the same time, no, you can't hold a drunk person to what they say if there's no follow-up right afterwards, because everybody's going to say that they're going to go to the moon when they're drunk. And in the morning, they're going to be like, I'm really tired, actually.
So
did you say I'm gonna go to the moon?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
I'm stealing that.
She's
That's awesome.
So right though.
It's great. It's so good.
I just can't imagine being mad at my best friend for drunk offering to pay for a band and then backing out. It's expensive.
Well,
exactly. And that's what makes me think too, that there is something probably more the last straw scenario, because that is something big, but I wouldn't say it's friendship ending. Everybody gets drunk. Things like, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, no, that's really good. Have a good weekend, Whit. Is it? Yeah, and welcome to busy season.
True
for you.
Oh yeah.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, she's got weddings to plan. She had to go.
Talk to her anymore either. Is there more, Adrian? Is there? I like. Is there more? Is there more? Or should we end it here?
I feel like no. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you at on this?
Because I can't even. I'm trying to think of an angle to be like, where can I be mad as if I was a married person to end the friendship? And I'm like, okay, maybe if they're rich. But then I go, no, because I think of movies where like the posse's like, pay for my car. You're the celebrity. Blah 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 blah. And no, that's not how that works. Just because you have a successful person, they're not obligated to. And, like, if you say something while you're drunk, to these people that are like, no, you're on the married people's side, I'm like, okay, well, things are said while people are intimate, and you don't hold them to that. So, like, where are the expectations?
See, this is why I go to him.
Say things in the
smile. This is why I make sure that we find.
The no shenan man comes again.
Yeah, but that's, you're right. People say stupid stuff they don't mean all the time.
True.
So, while it's frustrating, yeah. And I would definitely lose some trust. I'm not blowing up the friendship over that, unless it's got to be deeper than that.
Yeah, and listen, I love a bridezilla. I get it. We love it, but girl,
I don't think it's her.
I mean, maybe not. Maybe it is just the fiance. But
do you think it's her? You think it's her?
I think she plays a big part in it. Yeah, I think
when
couples get married and they're planning and they're looking at expensive, it's so expensive. She probably found it to be a great relief. That you offer to do that.
You think behind the scenes that she's going, he said he'd pay for it. I've never trusted him. And you think she's manipulating all of the, I mean, I may be making more of this than what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's when you're already stressed out about a situation like wedding planning and finances, you're like, but they said, and it's like, I'm an intention girl. Clearly he wants to do well in his heart. He wants to pay for the band, but he can't afford it. Let it go.
But I could also see the husband or the fiance feeling that way too. Not necessarily.
For sure. I think it's a couple.
And the reason why they haven't brought it up is because they don't want to bring it up because they're petrified of like, oh, we got to account for this now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't see that part of where, sorry, Camila, you come to us asking for help and now we've made you the villain.
The villain.
You're the villain.
Sorry,
well,
sis.
Relationship Rehab brought to you by San Gennaro Feast next Wednesday through Sunday at the M Resort.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I thought this was pretty cool. Despite all appearances, what one might believe, these people called the Gallup Life Evaluation Index has found that more people around the world now consider themselves to be thriving.
Okay.
Annual survey across 142 nations. This is big.
Yeah.
Who are these people and where do they get all these resources? They have revealed that a third of the global population now believe that they are thriving. This is the highest level of self-reported thriving ever.
Okay, I love that.
In the history of ever. Moreover, the outlook for the next 5 years reached an average score of 7.9, which apparently is quite good.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a 1 to 10 deal or what the thing is, but they seem happy about it.
Yeah, I love it.
They noted that rates of thriving have risen consistently across all age groups, across all people. Some of the wealthy countries are the ones where people don't feel so good about it. Those declines have been offset by increases in Latin America, Europe, and Asia.
Oh, wow.
That they all feel like they're doing better and things are good.
Okay, but I love that.
Yeah,
man. If you feel like you're thriving, it's good enough for us.
You are. Honest to God, I feel like I'm at the height of my powers right now.
Same.
I really do. I feel like I've never been better.
We're galloping.
Which is great. Yeah, right? We're not just trotting. We're galloping.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is. It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Ha! You know who invented, or at least who gets the credit, for free refills?
Who?
At fast food?
Who?
Okay, the idea of free refills goes back to American coffee houses in the 19th century.
Oh, sure.
Would
okay,
you like
right.
a refill? Mm-hmm. But the first fast food chain to make it mainstream, 1988, which seems more recent than I would have guessed.
Yeah.
Taco Bell.
No way.
And they went public with it. There's a commercial floating around. It didn't hurt them because Pepsi bought Taco Bell 10 years earlier in 1978.
Uh-huh.
And in 1988, they went, okay, what can we do to get more people in our restaurants? They went, well, we own the soda, so just give them free refill. And they know what they knew what the literally soda cost you like 0.1%.
Yeah.
The cups are actually what cost money. So they were like, yeah, free refills.
Yeah. Taco Bell is the unsung hero of our generation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They get it.
I want to pile on to what you just said. I don't think I can.
No, we just
I think
agree.
You just made the perfect statement right there. I don't know. Just know that I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Thank you so much.
That's all I'm trying
yes,
to say.
I know you did.
Game of Thrones, for everything that Game of Thrones was,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean, with the sets and the people
yeah.
and the costumes and all that. Game of Thrones and Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Game of Thrones and Friends. Now you see why I did that. They had roughly the same budget. $10 million per episode.
No!
Friends cost so much, even two decades earlier, because the cast salaries were so gigundous.
Oh, my God. So then what was Game of Thrones getting paid? Nothing? Because those sets were elaborate.
I don't know.
Right?
Something to think about. But they weren't making Jennifer Aniston money.
True.
Or even David... I don't know what my thing is. Maybe it's because I didn't like Ross.
Yeah.
You know, because like every other red-blooded American male,
yes.
I loved Jennifer Aniston.
Of course.
Saw her in a restaurant off of La Cienega in Hollywood. She was having breakfast with Morgan Freeman. True story. Saw her in...
Well, that gave me goosebumps. Was she like everything?
And it was before either one of them were a big, big deal, but you knew who they were.
I have goosebumps.
She was on soap opera, right? Something like that. Anyway, the girl... In a pair of jeans.
Oh,
that's all I'm saying.
That's what I want you to hear.
By the way, switchblades are pretty much illegal in the United States, right?
Yeah.
But there are some people who are allowed to legally bring switchblades into the United States. Included amongst those people are people who only have one arm. So it's easier for you to get your... She's just looking around the room right now and doesn't want to talk to me.
I don't know.
And I don't blame her.
Get us out of here.
Again, I agree with you. I have now returned.
I'm not making eye contact with you.
Your perfect statement.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's been a week. Thanks for riding with us. It's been the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. And again, thank you for being on the journey with us. I don't know that we've, at least for my money, I know Michaela thinks this
yeah.
too. We've never loved you more.
Yeah.
And we'll love you just as much next week.
For sure.
Too, for real, real. Just know we appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I got to go parachute into Seattle and it's almost hockey season, people.
Woohoo!
And then back in Vegas on Sunday. It's just a little hippity hoppity. Back in Vegas Sunday for game one of the playoffs. Let's go, Aces.
Let's go.
Adrian.
Yes, sir. Mexican Independence Weekend means that Vegas is going to be crazy, including the Canelo Alvarez versus Terrence Crawford fight at Allegiant Stadium. I will be there. I'll take you with me. Just follow me on Instagram and socials at Heavyweight Radio, plus a lot of interviews from the boxing world, wrestling world, actors, musicians, all the people that are here for the fight we'll get to talk to. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, God, yes, that Canelo thing is going to be huge. And then we got Monday Night Football coming on. Oh, my God.
Can I tell
you? Bound to Blue's off the chains, isn't
it? It's off the chain. And yesterday I made a grave mistake, didn't know who Freddie Roach was, and walked right into the camera while he was giving a little speech. And then they were like, my band was like, Michaela, you know who that is? No, it's a long story. Made a fool of myself. You can catch me tonight at Nowhere Lounge. And before that, oh, we have Movies on the Square and then Hoffman House.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Hofbrau House tonight. Keg tapping. Come and, come and hang out.
Yeah.
Ziggy Zaggy. Ziggy Zaggy. Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah, will you teach me that in the car on the way there?
To do what?
Will you teach me that on the way there?
Ziggy I can zaggy. Barely say it myself. Okay. Ziggy Zaggy. Ziggy Zaggy. Oi, oi, oi.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to do.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm making you tap the keg. I did
never
it last
have
year.
Before.
No, I did it last year. I'm going to make you do it because okay. Just for the comedy.
Okay, let's do it.
It's not as easy as one might believe.
Yeah.
It's also not as hard as it could be.
Okay, guys.
Or is that it? Are
that's
we done?
It.
Yeah, let's go. Make sure you call somebody and tell them you love them. Boy, did that not come into sharper focus than ever this week? Tell somebody you love them because you never know when you might not get another chance. And make sure you get a hold of somebody. And let them know that they're doing good. People need to hear it, man. Put some love out into the world. Have a great weekend. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.